Good morning. France's prestigious daily Le Monde has plunged into crisis after the resignation of its managing editor, faced with a newsroom rebellion over the paper's digital strategy. The resignation of Nathalie Nougared comes after most of the paper's chief editors stepped down last week, angry at top management's lack of communication. Serge Sirisky is managing editor of the Paris-based media publication Écran Total. He speaks to RFI from Cannes. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Hello.
What's going on at Le Monde?
Well, it's a big crisis. The managing director of the editorial part is a woman, and she resigned because 7 deputy editor-in-chief resigned because they didn't agree with her and they thought she was too authoritarian.
Nougared stated in her resignation letter that the allegations brought against her are all false. Was it because of pig-headedness or due to sheer male chauvinism on the part of the vast majority of Le Monde staff?
She was the publisher of the newspaper and at the same time the managing editor. So she had 2 different roles. Each time there is a woman, you could be suspicious that it could be a reason, but it's not always the case. It could also be that she is difficult to talk to, and maybe because she's a woman and she feels that being a woman, if she's not strong, she won't be listened to. But if most of the people who work with her have this impression, it's difficult for her to stay on.
Le Monde's management stands accused of incompetence in dealing with digital expansion as the internet begins to eat into its readership and advertising especially. The publication's circulation remains around last year's figures of over 330,000. That's a good performance considering the circumstances, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's a difficult time for all those daily newspapers because they must go digital. And the problem is, how do you monetize the digital readers? Do you have them pay for an additional subscription? And usually, advertisement on the digital part, its tariffs are much lower than on the paper. And do the journalists work for the paper part and the digital part, or do you have 2 separate staffs? All that is difficult to manage. And Le Monde is doing quite well, but it's always very difficult for especially the daily newspapers to adapt.
Experts have been warning about the journal's cash problems, insisting that it needs restructuring. How bad is the newspaper's budget situation?
I imagine it's tough again because advertisement is going down in France generally. Advertisement for newspapers is going down. And to be more and more digital, you must invest more and more. So it creates cash problems, although I think the digital diversification is an opportunity for a newspaper, especially newspapers with high quality like Le Monde. But the transition is very difficult.
And Nougared was on the job since March last year. What would she be remembered for?
Well, I think as a reader, Le Monde during that period was a good newspaper, adding a lot of supplements that were interesting. So it is evolving in the right direction, which doesn't mean there were no problems between her and her staff.
And have you seen any signs that the paper is taking a hit from the managerial crisis it suffered over the past 2 weeks?
Well, if I hadn't read and heard that there were those problems, I didn't see it in the articles. I still read the Le Monde every day, and it's very good. But this is because there is a staff, and even if they all have resigned, the editors and deputy editors in chief and the director of Le Monde, they have resigned. You know, you don't resign overnight. You have 2 or 3 months before you leave, so it's still working.
And do you imagine Le Monde shutting down as a result of this crisis?
No. No, not at all. I mean, it's a very good newspaper, and they're selling top quality information. So whether it's on paper or on the internet, it's the information they're selling. And they have the image of selling top quality news. So on the long term, I think the future is bright. And even advertisement, they will, all the top newspapers find ways to monetize their readership because they have a readership with very educated, high income readership. And this has a lot of value for the advertisers.
Serge Sirisky, managing editor of the Paris-based media publication Écran Total, on the line from Cannes. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you. You're welcome.